Thank you so much for making me so welcome. Forgive me if I'm not doing some of quite the right things. I attend Hope Downham, which is part of Hope Church Bromley Common. So I'm very much with you in spirit, but I have attended an Anglican church in the past. I'm a little bit rusty. And as you know, it's a very broad church, and it's great to see the slightly different ways that people do things. And it's a little bit different from Christ Church Chislehurst, where I went for many years as a teenager. So I'm here today to talk about Care Plus. And first of all, I'm just so grateful to you for what you've already done for Care Plus. Care Plus, as you'll see from your leaflets, you've got those leaflets in which we've put on the pews, set up in 1987 by a group of churches in Bromley North and Bromley Town, and this was one of the churches. So it's nice to come to the very root, really, of what we're doing. Also, we've got two wonderful volunteers at this church, Jane Cleveland and Alan Hughes. And we've had a lot of support, interest, and now to think that you've taken us as your charity for the next few months, we're very, very grateful. Funding is always an issue, and volunteers. So as I'm talking about what we do, please just think about whether you might have time to do a bit of volunteering. It doesn't have to be much. It can be 1 hour a week or 1 hour a fortnight. Many of our volunteers do more, but you can actually tailor it to your particular requirements. And some of our volunteers are young mums who know they can just do 1 hour to help somebody older when their children are in playgroup. And some are older people. I mean, actually, I think we've got a lot of sort of retirees who are doing a lot of driving, light shopping, chatting, befriending. So really, whoever you are, whatever your background, whatever your age, you could be a really good volunteer, so just please think about that. So I've described a little bit about what we do. Now, I don't know whether you know that Bromley is a hotspot for older people. Did anybody know that? And it's not just the impression that you've got, it's actually the statistics that show it. In 2014, we had the most older people, and that is 65 plus, of any borough in London. Quite a record, quite an accolade. So, and we've got the most people 85 plus by proportion. So as I say, it is a hotspot. Because I want to talk to you about the generations working together for the kingdom of God, I think that puts us in a very strong position because we have got so many of the older generation. So I think you've picked up on what we do. If people volunteer, we link them up with older people who've said they need mainly befriending, but very often people will say, well, yes, light shopping, help with personal admin, a little bit of form filling in, that type of thing. The befriending is so, so important because for us, it's showing the love of God. It really is quite a dire situation that some older people find themselves in. I think if you come to church, you've probably got a bit of a lifeline. But for some older people, they just don't really see many people at all, day in, day out, week in, week out. So if we take, for instance, a dear lady that I visit when her volunteer is away, I go and visit this lady. She is 97. I said to her something about, oh, I'm getting into my 60s, I don't know what the future holds, maybe not much. I mean, I was being a little bit sort of like, you know, vague and negative, which I'm not normally. But she said, my dear, I had my first marriage in my 30s. My husband unfortunately passed away in my 60s, but then I very quickly found a second husband. So I was like, I was just absolutely amazed. And sadly, she said, though, by the time she got into her 90s, her second husband passed away. So it then became really quite poignant. She had two children, one of whom, of course, was now in their 60s, because this lady's in her 90s. And one had passed away with diabetes and left with the one child who's living in the New Forest. So this lady was saying, my volunteer is a lifeline, because she said, I just really don't have that many friends left. I don't have many family left. And to have a volunteer come in who's now become a friend, she said, it's just like sort of a source of light in my life. So for us as Christians, anyone who can do that, it's an amazing calling, isn't it? To be that somebody that brings in the joy, a little bit of news from outside that keeps a bit of an eye on you. Obviously, if someone becomes a volunteer, we do talk about boundaries. So we don't want any volunteers being run off their feet or their sort of private life being invaded. But the relationships are usually very, very positive. So the loneliness issue. Now, why I'm talking about generations coming together is because since I've started visiting some of our clients, as we call them, I've been really impressed and fascinated by how much the older generation have to give. And obviously, I myself was sort of on the cusp of all this. I'm sort of in the middle between the 30s and the 90s. And it's really been such a rewarding experience. I think probably many of you are volunteering for other things here. Volunteers, I know you've got a wonderful homeless project here. I mean, you go into it thinking, oh, I'm giving up a bit of time, maybe I'm a bit tired. But usually, apart from a few difficulties every now and again, you find that you've thought you were giving out a lot, but you're getting far more back. And so that's really what I'm saying to you, I think, that you would get far more back. And when it's somebody from a completely different era, really, and that would be particularly true for a volunteer who's in their 30s, it is a fascinating experience. So I brought along what I consider to be possibly the handbag of a lady who's in her 90s. Now, first of all, I should apologise because I don't want any of this to look like I'm disrespecting ladies in their 90s. I just found it fascinating, and it's an easy way of just sort of pointing out some of the differences in background and experience and even culture, that somebody in their 90s in this country who has lived through the Second World War, who has lived through a whole lot of other changes, probably more technological changes than any other generation. And just this sort of gives a little sort of taste of the fascination and the history and the strengths also that there are in the older generation that we're not picking up quite so easily, I think some of the younger ones. So I've got in here, let's see, start off here. Let's see what I've got in here. Well, I've got the purse, and the purse, of course, has got cards in it, but one of our gentlemen said, I don't really know how to use my cards with chip and pin or contactless, so when I'm going through the cash desk, I give it to the cashier to use. Just shows you the difference there. Cash, little sort of note of next of kin and important phone numbers if this person, because obviously a lot of our people, their health isn't that good, if they happen to collapse or if there was a medical problem, there would be some sort of note in the purse about what their medical condition is. So, of course, there could well be some sort of medication. I've got paracetamol here, but some sort of medication being taken. I've got to put this somewhere. then we've got, of course, something you don't often see these days, a checkbook. Who's still using their checkbook? good. I thought my daughter said she'd had a demand from HMRC, and it looked like she'd have to pay by check. And I felt really, really excited. I said, oh, you know, I can pay for you, and you can reimburse me. Then it turned out that she said, oh, no, I just missed it. I can pay online. I thought, okay. But that's really, when you think about how that was a major part of our life 20 years ago, and some people now haven't seen a checkbook for yonks and probably don't even know how to write a check out. But again, it just shows the difference in generation. I've got an actual map. It could have been the tiny A to Z. You wouldn't find that in a young person's bag now. But an actual paper map that the person can read, which is always a good start. TV programs. This generation, sort of older people, watch more TV than any other generation. I know I'm a bit of a TV addict. Younger generation aren't watching so much TV. Thompson Local. I wanted this to be the Yellow Pages, really, but I couldn't find my small copy. I remember my father in the 80s sitting with the Yellow Pages, which was 6 times this size. You couldn't afford to drop it on your toe, really. You could use it as a doorstop. It was massive. And he would sit for a whole morning phoning round to find what he wanted, and that's almost obsolete. But, you know, it can work, but it's just that not many people do function like that now. And, yes, church diary. This is your church diary. Again, an actual hard copy of a diary with dates in. And again, somebody of this generation probably more likely to have been at church or Sunday school as a young person, so much more likely to be a church connection, even if not by faith, by culture. So very, very interesting. Now, did you notice what is not in there? Absolutely glaringly obvious. Anyone like to say? A phone. Now, there could be a mobile phone. Quite a lot of our clients, their children insist they're getting them a mobile phone, maybe one with really big buttons on it, which I'm getting to the stage of needing. Mobile phone, but not a smartphone. And, of course, that's the difference, really. If it's not a smartphone, you haven't got the maps in it, you haven't got... Well, you might have some of your phone numbers in it, but there's a lot that you can't do. And anyway, you're not going to be using your phone the whole time. You know, I'm still at the stage where if I'm going out to meet somebody, I say, I'll meet you under the clock at such and such a station. Whereas my children will say, well, I'll meet you around about. When we get there, I'll give you a call or I'll text you. And then if nothing, you know, it's just a completely different world. So this just shows you how different the world is. But what I'm wanting to say is, there are strengths and there are, apart from faith, there are a lot of practical strengths that people of this generation have. For instance, they probably are more used to conversing face-to-face, and that can be very helpful to share that with a younger person. I know my grandmother always used to say that when she went to school, she had to sit with the headmistress once a week and make conversation about nothing, basically. And that's something that a younger person can learn from someone who's older. The strengths of having lived through many, many years, and that's just on a practical level. But if you bring in faith, this is a huge thing. So I want to say to you, apart from thinking about volunteering to help our clients, some of whom have faith, some who don't, but in this church, encourage the generations to work together for the kingdom of God. Now, my hero from the older generation in the Bible is Caleb. Caleb was one of those who, when they were told by God, go into the promised land, and they sent out the scouts, of, I think, the 12 scouts, only two said it was possible to go in and take the promised land. One was Joshua, the other was Caleb. Then he had to roam around the wilderness for 40 years with all the people who didn't have the faith. When they finally get there and you think, oh no, they've now got to the promised land. They're going to go in. And poor Caleb's 85. And you just think, how's he going to do it? What a pity. But in fact, Caleb was there saying, give me the hill country, if you read about it. He says, I'm 85, but I'm still strong. And he had that faith that whatever God's planning, he can do it. You can do it. If you're there and you have the faith in God, you can do it. And so they would have had the younger ones there as well. And probably, although Caleb was very strong and he actually ejected giants, they had giants in those days apparently still, he ejected them from his hill country. Obviously, the younger ones would have been needed to set up the culture, get the tabernacle and all that sorted out. So working together. But Caleb had that, and he would have been able to say to the younger ones, you may be scared, for instance, you may be scared about all the technological change. A young person could be scared about that. But I've seen things, I went through the Second World War, or in faith terms, I've seen God has got me through my life. He will get you through if you trust him, you obey him, you keep pushing forward, you work together. If you ask for his strength and filling, that combination is really, really powerful. And we've got more opportunity for the older people to work with the younger people than ever before, because it's not just Bromley. We've got more older people in our culture now. You know, in the past, once you got to about sort of 60, you probably didn't have much strength. There were a lot of heart attacks, a lot of cancer. Our health is generally better. So now you've got those older people. So I'm saying, let's make the most of that. Let's make the most of the fact that we've got the older generation around. And when the young people come home, let's really work together with the young people when they get home. So that really, I think, is my message to you today. Please consider volunteering with us. That's on a practical level. It's definitely... really showing the love of God, the love of Christ in action. And there are people who would really, really value you coming and having a chat with them over a coffee or a tea. And then beyond that, this whole thing of the generations working together. We're coming up to the anniversary of VE Day. That's on Tuesday. And I noticed one of your kneelers has got VE Day on. A lot of the older people have actually not just had practical victories, but spiritual victories. They've weathered illness, they've weathered challenges, they've weathered fears, they've weathered divorces, they've weathered all of these things. Let them really have that influence, that faith-building influence on the younger generation. And if you're an older person, be patient with all of the technology and the changes, and take that younger people by the hand, pray for them, put in the prayer, teach them to pray. And I know that we will actually achieve God's purpose, and we'll walk into that promised land. It's looking a bit confusing, but it is God's promised land, what lies ahead for us. And thank you very much for all your help. Do contact us, follow up the leaflets, sign up at the back, and keep serving God in the wonderful way that you are in this church.